Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm going to share with you a bit about Saint Scholastica. Her feast day is February 10th. She was the twin sister of Saint Benedict, who began the Benedictine order, a group of monks who they had a life of austerity and regularity. That would mean they had a regular schedule of prayer and work and community life. The first in the West that was organized. And she, being his twin sister, she started the group of women Benedictines. And both those groups really helped preserve culture throughout the Dark Ages because they were a kind of stability in the midst of a very unstable culture of the time. But the story that I want to share with you is the famous story about Saint Scholastica, and it is very charming. Everyone should know it. So I will share it with you if you haven't heard it already. This is from Saint Gregory the Great. He wrote about Saint Benedict and Saint Scholastica, and this is taken from his Book of Dialogues. Scholastica, the sister of Saint Benedict, had been consecrated to God from her earliest years. She was accustomed to visiting her brother once a year. He would come down to meet her at a place on the monastery property not far outside the gate. One day she came as usual, and her saintly brother went with some of his disciples. They spent the whole day praising God and talking of sacred things. As night fell, they had supper together. Their spiritual conversation went on, and the hour grew late. The holy nun said to her brother, "Please do not leave me tonight. Let us go on until morning, talking about the delights of the spiritual life." "Sister," he replied, "what are you saying? I simply cannot stay outside my cell." When she heard her brother refuse her request, the holy woman joined her hands on the table, laid her head on them, and began to pray. As she raised her head from the table, there were such brilliant flashes of lightning, such great peals of thunder, and such a heavy downpour of rain that neither Benedict nor his brothers could stir across the threshold of the place they had been seated. Sadly, he began to complain. "May God forgive you, sister. What have you done?" "Well," she answered, "I asked you, and you would not listen. So I asked my God, and he did listen. So now go off, if you can. Leave me and return to your monastery." Reluctant as he was to stay of his own will, he remained against his will. So it came about that they stayed awake the whole night, engrossed in their conversation about the spiritual life. It is not surprising that she was more effective than he, since, as John says, God is love. It was absolutely right that she could do more, as she loved more. 3 days later, Benedict was in his cell. Looking up to the sky, he saw his sister's soul leave her body in the form of a dove and fly up to the secret places of heaven. Rejoicing in her great glory, he thanked Almighty God with hymns and words of praise. He then sent his brethren to bring her body to the monastery and lay it in the tomb he had prepared for himself. Their minds had always been united in God. Their bodies were to share a common grave. So that is the charming story of Saint Scholastica. God bless you and have a good day.